الله عليه وسلم بحفظ زكاة رمضان. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put me in charge of safeguarding the Sadaqatul Fitr. Notice the word that is rujuz in the hadith is Zakatul Ramadan. Another word for Sadaqatul Fitr, the fitr we give before Eid, another word that is used in hadith is Zakatul Ramadan, the Zakat of Ramadan. That is actually Sadaqatul Fitr. In those days, what would happen is they would bring one saw of dates. That one saw is equivalent to those muds, you know, those muds we had given out, that four times that is equal to one saw. So that mud is around this size. So we can imagine that each person is coming and he's bringing his Sadaqatul Fitr in the form of dates. And sometimes they would bring it in other forms, but generally because it was a staple diet there of Medina Sharif, you'd find that these people, Sahaba, would bring it. And then what will happen is a big heap would collect. Everyone is bringing the Sadaqatul Fitr before Eid and they're leaving it there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in charge that you look after this. All the Sadaqatul Fitr that is coming in, you look after it. So one thing we also learn from here is to discard Sadaqatul Fitr even before the day of Eid is permissible. Anyway, this whole heap of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was looking after. So he says, فَأَتَانِي آتٍ فَجَعَلَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ فَأَخَذْتُهُ فَقُلْتُ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So he said, at night, one person had come. And he started taking handfuls of khajur. In other words, this person was stealing. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu went and caught him by his hand, and he told him that I will take you in the morning to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're actually stealing. So then this person replied, قَالَ إِنِّي مُحْتَاجٍ He said, I'm heavily in need, وَعَلَيَّ عِيَالٌ And I've got dependents, I've got children to feed. وَفِيَ حَاجَةٌ شَدِيدَةٌ I'm in a very severe constraint, I'm very heavily in need of this, therefore I'm taking it. فَخَلَّيْتُ عَنْهُ So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he gave him some dates and he let him go. He felt sorry for him. This person has got children, this person's got dependents, he's hungry himself, and he's heavily in need. So he felt sorry for him, he gave him some dates and he let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ He said, when morning had come, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةِ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira hadn't told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anything. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Huraira, he asked him, that what happened to that prisoner of yours last night? Prisoner that had come, that person you had caught, what happened to that person last night? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شَكَى حَاجَةً وَعِيَالًا He said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complained to me that he was desperately in need and he had children. فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ So I felt sorry for him and I let him go. فَقَالَ أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, He has spoken lies to you and he will come back again. فعرفت أنه سيعود هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says I knew definitely he'll come back because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me he's going to come back I knew 100% this person is going to come back لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم due to the fact that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had told me he's going to come back فرصدته so he said I waited for him فجاء يحثو من الطعام he had come back and again he started taking handfuls فقلت لأرفع عنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم So now Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu caught him again and said, Now I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ دَعْنِي فَإِنِّي مُحْتَاجٌ He said, Please leave me. Verily I'm in need. وَعَلَيَّ عِيَالٌ And I've got children. I've got dependents. لَا أَعُودُ I won't come back again. Please give me a chance. Leave me. I won't come back again. فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ Again Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu felt sorry for him. Gave him something. Let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ So he said again, when morning had come, I went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةِ وَأَبُو هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ What happened to that prisoner that came last night? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شَكَى حَاجَةً وَعِيَالًا فَرَحِمْتُهُ فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ So I told Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that he complained about his need and he complained about his dependents and children. I felt sorry for him and I let him go. فَقَالَ إِنَّهُ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ So again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that that person had lied to you and he'd come back again. So, فَرَسَدْتُهُ الثَّالِثَةَ So, Hazrat Abu Huraira said, I waited for him the third time. فَجَاءَ يَحْثُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ فَأَخَذْتُهُ So now he had come and again he was taking handfuls of the dates. He was taking handful and he was going. فَقُلْتُ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Now, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I will definitely take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهَذَا آخِرُ ثَلَاثِ مَرَّاتٍ إِنَّكَ تَزْعَمُ أَنَّكَ لَا تَعُودُ This is the last of your three chances. and you had told me, you had taken an oath that you're not going to come back again. So then this person said, فَقَالَ دَعْنِي فَإِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَعُكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. So this person who had come there to steal, he said, leave me, I will teach you some words. That if you learn these words will benefit you. قُلْتُ مَا هُنَّ. The Sahaba were not like us. When they were told that they were going to be taught some words, they're going to be taught some kalimat, they were excited about it, that I'm going to learn something about deen. So that excited them. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked him, that مَا هُنَّ, what are these words? قَالَ إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ فَقْرَأْ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِ. So this person told him that when you go to retire to bed, then recite Ayat al-Kursi. فَإِنَّهُ لَيَّزَالُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a guard over you, security guard. When you read Ayat al-Kursi, Allah Pak will appoint a guard over you. In the next benefit he mentioned to him, that will happen. وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. Shaitan won't even come close to you until the morning. So from the night, one security guard will be there for you. Shaitan won't even come close right till the morning. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ I left him. I let him go because he taught me this. فَأَصْبَحْتُ When morning had come, فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ asked me, مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةَ وَأَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ What happened to your prisoner last night? فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يُعَلِّمُنِي كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَعُنِي اللَّهُ بِهَا. He said, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this prisoner claimed that he will teach me some words that I will benefit, Allah Pak will benefit me through these words. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ So I let him go. قَالَ مَا هِيَا Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, what words did he teach you? فَقُلْتُ قَالَ لِي إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ فَقْرَ آيَةَ الْكُرْسِي مِنْ أَوَّلِهَا حَتَّى تَخْتِمَ الْآيَةِ. So he told, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person told me that when I retire to bed, I must recite Ayat al-Kursi from the beginning till the end. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. Wa qala li la yazalu alayka min Allahi hafidh. And he told me Allah Pak will appoint over you a security guard. That guard will continue guarding you. Wa la yaqrabuka shaytanun hatta tusbiha. And the shaytan won't be able to come by you until the morning. Wa qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied now to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Amma innahu qad saddaqaka wa huwa kadhubun. Verily this person had spoken the truth, despite him being a liar. This person that had come to you was a liar, but despite him being a liar, at this occasion he had spoken the truth. What he told you is true. Ta'alamu man tukhatibu. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ta'alamu man tukhatibu mundhu thalathin ya Aba Huraira. O Abu Huraira, do you know who you were talking to the last 3 nights? Do you know who you were speaking to? The person that was coming and stealing, do you know who you were talking to these last 3 nights? قُلْتُ لَا I told Rasulullah, no, I don't know who that person was. قَالَ ذَاكَ الشَّيْطَانَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that those 3 nights that person had come, that was actually shaitan that had come. So then ulama explained to us that sometimes also shaitan also speaks the truth. And then another lesson ulama explained is not, knowledge is not everything. Because yeah, he had the knowledge of what is right, what is wrong. But despite the knowledge, he was still doing wrong. So you see, one is knowledge and one is amal. And another next thing we learn from here is that shaitan is a jinnat. He's from amongst the jinn. Then even the jinn also, they eat. They have meals like we have. Even they have sometimes physical forms. So here also he had a physical form. The other thing we learn from here is that they also transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the question might come, then why was his hand not chopped off? Because in Islam, a person is stealing, he's caught, his hand should be chopped off. So then ulama explained that a person's hands are not chopped off for something that is trivial. Like dates is known as something very trivial. The amount is very small. When a person steals something that is above the threshold of the amount that the person steals, normally as 10 dirhams, when he steals more than 10 dirhams, then he's, and he gets caught, then his hand will be cut off. Not that when he steals less than that. So yeah, this amount was very trivial amount of dates that he was taking. So therefore, he was let to go. Or the other explanation is he hadn't taken it away stealthily, he hadn't stolen it. Before he could take it, he was reprimanded. So therefore, his hands were not chopped off. So these are the lessons we learn from here. But one important lesson is, ilm is one thing, and the tawfiq of practicing is another thing. So therefore, yeah, shaitan had that knowledge, and he's even advising as to what the correct thing is, but he himself didn't practice. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of being in practice on what ilm we have. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.